gonna be good, or I'll grab it.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, Land, and Committee meeting to order. Today is September 23rd, and the time is 1:01 p.m. The next item on our agenda is a roll call.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here. I will say that Congressman Hamilton did notify me earlier today. The next item on our agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Lemon, can you render a prayer this afternoon?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for asking. Please bow your heads with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today as humble servants. We ask that you be with us here today in our chambers and decision making and going forward for our great nation. We ask that you wrap your arms around our sick and our elderly and our children and help guide them and let them know how wonderful and powerful that you are and how much you love them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Congresswoman. The next item is the approval of minutes. Those will be found in your packet. They should be dated September 22nd.
Chair.
Yes, sir.
Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Yes, ma'am.
This is more of a Scribner's type thing. Do you see on page one where the yes vote for Chair Rebard is not in line with the other? I didn't know if that's something that you guys are particular on or not.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is that enough for it to restate?
I don't know. I don't believe so. I think okay. More like a couple of spaces that yes needs to be moved.
Okay. Chair. Okay. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no? Okay, thank you, committee. The next item is item number five, which is a consideration of appointees. And this, the first one we'll discuss is for the Osage LLC, which is Richard Perrier. So in your packet, you'll see that the language found in our law was found in 4 ONC 2-933 and ONCR 22-03, and that is the resolution where we approve the amended articles of operation for the LLC. And so with the qualifications of noted in our law, it says that they have to be 25 years of age. And I believe that Mr. Perrier has met that criteria. And then there's also a different criteria in 7.3 of their articles that mentions that they have to be at least 40 years of age, and not to be disrespectful, but I feel like he meets that criteria as well. There's to be no felony convictions, and a minimum, they must have 5 years in executive management experience, and including without limitation, present, vice president, managing partner, managing member, CEO, the CFO or chief operating officer, management experience, a bachelor's degree plus 5 years of business management experience, or an advanced business degree and a master's level or above, plus 3 years of business management experience. On the board members, they're not required to be residents of our reservation, and at least a majority of the board members must be members of our nation. And those are the requirements of a LLC board member. Attached, you'll see his questionnaire and resume.
Chair.
Yes, sir.
So, in your opinion, Mr. Perrier is qualified, and that's what we're just confirming today, correct?
Well, it's not really in my opinion, sir. It's the opinion of the committees. I just provided the information.
Chair.
Yes, sir.
What you've just read and looking at his summary of qualifications and his experience, I believe it meets what the qualifications are. Would you agree with that?
Okay. Yes, Congressman Keene.
I want to see if I can get this, so here goes.
Okay.
I make a motion that Mr. Perrier is qualified by education and experience, and there's no legal or ethical barriers to service.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, or is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Keene. Okay, the next I would like to visit with you about are the tax advisory board members, and the first applicant we're looking at or appointee is Miss Beverly Brownfield. I just want to note for the committee that Trey and I looked through our current law, and there's nothing in our law that has any required qualifications for this position. And so you'll just see that they're required to send their questionnaire and their resume. That's attached. Congressman Keene.
I make a motion that Mrs. Beverly Brownfield is qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service.
Second. So, motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you, Congressman Keene. The next appointee is Teresa Rutherford, and that is to fill a board position on the Tax Advisory Board. Again, with the same with Ms. Brownfield, there's nothing in code that states that there's any requirements or qualifications. But she did submit her questionnaire and resume as required by our rules. Congressman Keene.
I make a motion that Mrs. Teresa Rutherford is qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you. The next one, the next lady we'll discuss is Ms. Rhonda Wallace. And you'll see her questionnaire and resume. Congressman Keene.
I make a motion that Mrs. Rhonda Wallace is qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, thank you, committee. The next board of directors we'll be discussing is the Monzesco ODOTC board of directors, also referred to as CDFI. And the first applicant appointee that we'll speak of is Raymond Redcorn. In my committee study, there's currently no bonding requirements at this time because that entity has not been appropriated $1 million annually, nor do they have a net revenue of $1 million. I will note that our nonprofit corporation code, nor the articles of incorporation, or the bylaws do not specify any qualifications required by this board of directors. Mr. Redcorn has submitted his questionnaire and resume more than once. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Chair Evart. I'm wondering, so we got some qualifications emailed to us not too long ago. Where is that from again? Do we know?
That was from Alisa, the Native American CDFI that's been doing the training for the board.
Ms. Thomas, could you come to the podium, please?
That information on qualifications for the CDFI board is coming from OWISTA, which is the Native American CDFI organization that provides training and guidance for CDFIs, and we did a special training for Chief when he was looking for board members on recruitment and board member responsibilities, and that's their recommendation for the makeup of a board with diversity in it and representatives from different professions and even from the community.
Thank you.
Any other questions? I will say just a comment. I'm glad to hear that there are qualifications. I don't know. I think in the articles of operation, it does say that qualifications may be listed in their bylaws. And I know we received a copy of their bylaws, but they may want to include those as well. Thank you, Candy, for speaking to the OWISTA requirements. Committee? Congressman Keene.
I make a motion that Mr. Raymond Redcorn is qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service.
There's a motion. Is there a second? Motion dies for the lack of a second. Any other action, committee?
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
I need to apologize, but I am not seeing the, I realize that we don't have any qualifications in our current code. I see the email here from Candy, but is there an attachment? Okay.
I'm not seeing an attachment either. Hold on.
I wanted to read through those.
I'm so sorry, Congresswoman Lemon. Look at the email from Speaker. That's where you'll find the attachments.
Yes, maybe I'm just overlooking it.
Is it the one from Paula?
Well,
look at the one from Speaker.
It went from Candy to RJ to Alice to Congress.
Is it in my thread anywhere?
And then Paula asked a question which Candy responded to.
But I don't think the attachment's online.
Chill out, Peter.
I didn't think.
Yeah, you all got it.
I'm not saying I didn't.
But it'll be down with yours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Correct.
It's in Speaker's email to.
Where?
You're generating an email so that.
To all of us.
Generate one crap.
So go to Alice's email. Ah, there we go.
Did
you
find
so much?
Okay.
Did you find it, Joe?
Yeah.
Could I have just a few minutes to, since I just now was able to get them.
Yes, I apologize. This came in right before our meeting.
Recess for 10 minutes.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to recess until 1:28. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay.